Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, CJ threw today, right? All right. CJ's a competitor, and you know, last week CJ, he was adamant about going out and practicing. It just shows the type of person that CJ is. Like for me as a head coach, it's important for me to just make sure we're protecting him, making sure we're doing what's best for CJ, and not really a word about the outside opinions or other people. Nobody knows the information about our players more than me, and so I'm gonna make sure I always do what's in the best interest of our players, first and foremost, with their health and wellness. That's always on the forefront of my mind. And so that's why the decision was made about CJ. I think you guys saw him out throwing today. I think he looked pretty fine to me.
You don't see that side of D'Amico Ryans very often. It's pretty funny.
An aggressive eye roll.
Hey, Ben, yeah. Cue up the very beginning of that again, Ben, that cut right there.
Oh, CJ threw today, right? All right.
Yeah. You can't. Maybe you sense it, maybe you don't, but as Seth just framed it accurately, an aggressive eye roll for D'Amico Ryans, who, yes, as it turns out, all the worrying, all the hand wringing and everything else, all for naught. CJ Stroud threw well yesterday.
No, I'm not. No. Let's get one thing straight. I'm not going to stop worrying about the fact that CJ Stroud had to take a couple weeks off during OTAs. Like, it's not the same as pitchers. And the other thing is this. Okay, let's not act like, can't believe you guys didn't know what was going on when we refused to tell you what was going on. I'm going to say three or four simple sentences that could have tamped all that down. Right now, could have totally said this a couple weeks ago, but no. Like I told DJ Bieniemy yesterday, Sean.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I stay nervous, so I don't have to get nervous.
Okay? Oh, it's like, yeah. Nervous for you is like ready for the elite
constant
athlete.
Constant state of alert.
That's good.
My military is always trained and ready.
That's it, man.
Okay?
Yeah.
Time of peace? Don't give a damn. Do some exercises off the coast.
It is funny, you know, as it turns out, when D'Amico, because I would say of all the quotes that D'Amico's had about CJ over the last couple of weeks, there were like three sort of benchmarks along the way during OTAs. There was the first OTA where he got asked about CJ not throwing, and he didn't even mention CJ's name. He just said, hey, some guys are on different timelines than others, and you're going to see a lot of different guys doing things. That would have been the time to defuse everything right there. That very first practice would have been the time.
He had some tightness in his shoulder. Yeah. It's not surgery or anything like that. It's no big deal.
So there was that. And then there was the next practice where he sort of proactively, at the very beginning, before there were any questions, did just that. Like, CJ's dealing with general soreness, et cetera, et cetera. Then the third one was about 40 seconds after that when he was asked by Will Kunkel about, did CJ get any work done on his shoulder? And D'Amico just shut it down and said, hey, guys, enough with the CJ questions. And as it turns out, you know, while we spent time trying to read into it, whether there was surgery or wasn't surgery, you and I kind of leaned towards the side that there may have been surgery, whatever.
Like a minor procedure of some sort.
As it turns out, D'Amico Ryan's just tired of answering CJ Stroud questions.
Which isn't, and again, it's, yeah, like, it's, as I said before, it doesn't change the fact that I'm still kind of nervous about the fact that let's look at these few things.
Yeah.
One, CJ was not as accurate last year as he typically is, as consistently accurate.
That is right.
Yes. He still made some very, very impressive throws. He did some impressive things. Two, CJ cited at the end of the year injuries as a partial explanation for some of the inconsistent play.
Yep.
Three, he's out there with shoulder tightness now.
Yeah.
So whether there was surgery or was not surgery or whether he's throwing now or not, yeah, I'm still going to remain a little bit nervous about the overall state of a guy who's had shoulder injuries previously in his career. And I think D'Amico took a step forward yesterday in showing that agitation as a head coach. There's a transformation one has to go through where you become hardened and bittered and in somewhat appropriately callous at times.
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, we saw that side of D'Amico there as an NFL head coach. But I also, it feels a little bit Southern Bell-like to be like, well, I don't know why y'all thought that there might be, why you thought you weren't getting all the information.
Yeah.
Just because we weren't giving y'all the information.
Yeah.
It's just, oh me, oh my, I can't believe that you would question what this big cloud of uncertainty was,
yeah,
as we were basically feeding you a cloud of uncertainty.
It was it was good to see him throw yesterday. I will say that for all the whatever issues we have with how the information has been delivered, and what information.
I don't have an issue with D'Amico. I have an issue with people acting like it's like there is no reason to get agitated,
yeah,
or worried about it at all. Because I'll remain concerned about CJ until the 3 minutes after the Super Bowl.
Well,
victory, okay?
and look, he's still playing behind an offensive line that is a work in progress, very much a work in progress.
And had some sketchy moments yesterday.
It did, yeah.
Which I don't, that is one thing I try to stay calm about. It's, man, it's brand new offense, brand new guys.
It's Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Yeah, it's like, and Danielle especially for young offensive tackles.
Yes.
It's like trying to block water.
Right.
You know, it's just, yeah, he's a consummate martial artist.
Yeah, man.
He's Mayweather. You just can't land a punch.
Yep. We'll get to minicamp yesterday. I was out there for most of it, and there were definitely some things to be encouraged about out there, not the least of which was CJ Stroud. Here was CJ yesterday. Very first question right out of the shoot. How much did your shoulder soreness impact workout plans?
A little bit, you know, just I took this offseason very serious. I'm just working hard. I'm trying to get my body right. So I was here like pretty early with Clint, our strength guy. So I've been working really hard on getting my body right, losing body fat, trying to be faster, stronger. And, you know, it went really well, but there's always risk and reward, you know. So there's always risk to working hard. So, you know, it was a great offseason. I think I got that done. But also, you know, I wouldn't say that was the reason why. Just a lot of everything, you know, so.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one more thing. It is really cool that he hit PRs on all of these exercises and everything. That is really cool. But like he said, yeah, there's risk, there's reward. If God forbid, and I'm going to say this to the Texans training staff directly.
Yeah.
God forbid a quarterback ever get injured in the weight room. That's numero uno, rule number one. Like, a quarterback should never be training to the point where he's got tightness in his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's just flat out unacceptable.
Yep.
So whatever CJ's throwing regimen or whatever it was, like this is, and you see this happen with, like, I played with the all time guy that was a little too concerned about his workouts off the field in Rob Johnson, and he could not stay healthy.
Yeah.
Rob, you'd come into the morning, and Rob would have a bagel with nothing on it, and just like with body fat 3% or whatever, and
yep,
it was like he was made of glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me doughy Brett Favre. Yes.
Well,
but never, ever, 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 ever should a quarterback get injured in workouts. So when he said risk reward when you're working out hard, just be careful, CJ.
Yeah.
This is not, you're not out there. You're not out there to be Tim Tebow. Okay.
Here's
be pliable Tom Brady.
Yeah. No, for sure. Here's this is what you're talking about. CJ was talking about his workouts yesterday and PRing on everything. What are you hoping to add this season?
The goal was just to be bigger, faster, stronger, like every off season, but be more intentional about it. So have more fluidity in my hips, lose a couple pounds, run faster, and I got all those done. I think I hit, I PR'd on almost everything this offseason, which has been really dope, you know. So, you know, shout out to Mike, Clint. Clint's been with me every day, and, you know, he does a lot of, he had a track background, but, you know, has bought in and done a lot of things with us as quarterbacks. So I'm very, very grateful that, you know, we got these things done. But now it's ball time, and, you know, this offseason will be, you know, very important on getting back with my throwing regimen and with my guys in L.A. So, you know, I got those things done, and I'm grateful for it.
PR is a personal record. If you have a if you have a child, it's okay. If you have a child in cross country, you're very familiar with the term PR. It's an acronym for personal record.
Or if you work out in front of a camera on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, then you're definitely PR savvy for sure.
So now the new thing I have to be nervous about is honestly just don't get hurt in the weight room, CJ.
Yeah, man.
That's sometimes you hear about a quarterback getting a torn pec in the weight room.
Oh, like, Seth,
what on earth are you doing?
What are you doing even talking about that, Rich?
I'm talking about the realistic things that you should be concerned about,
Oh, my God. These are the
Risk-reward is what got me when he said that. Wait, No. There is no risk-reward for the quarterback in the weight room.
No.
You just know. There should never be. You should never be. You're not. J.J. Watt played with a certain amount of risk reward and how hard he worked out in the offseason and everything. And, you know, he'll tell you, like, yeah, he always wonders whether he should have backed off a little bit or whatever. But that's for a defensive lineman who's going to get injured regardless. Because, just be careful.
Yep.
Be careful. Right. I don't want to be hearing about shoulder tightness ever again.
Nope.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we'll talk more. We'll talk more minicamp in the next segment and just some of the standouts from yesterday. I was out there yesterday and it was fun. There were some good performances out there. So last night, not so good over at Daikin Park. We'll get to the Astros here real quick off the top, because there's not much to dig into with that game last night. That was the White Sox scored four somewhat uninspiring runs. Other than even the home run was a Crawford box job. And then the Astros just, man, they need Yordan Alvarez back.
It was a really weird night for Lance, which I'm not as down on it or pessimistic about it as maybe otherwise you might feel, because he didn't have brilliant command of his movement.
The four walks are the big thing for me.
Right, right. And he did that in the second inning. It was bases empty, two outs, had Kyle Teal down 0-2 in the count, and then four of the next five pitches were out of the strike zone.
Yeah.
And then Luis Robert, who... who only plays well against
sucks
the Astros.
Against everybody else.
Including who had the final game to catch to clinch the game. Yeah. He only plays well against... He's batting 185 this year.
Yeah.
Luis Robert happened, as he tends to do versus the Astros.
Yep. And the audience, a few people asking, did you do the 999 yesterday, Sean? We talked about that in the last segment of the show. I did not do the 999. It was not a 999. For those who don't know, nine hot dogs, 12-ounce beers in nine innings. No, I'm going to do it. I'm setting a date to do it. I want to try this challenge of eating nine hot dogs and drinking nine beers in nine innings. It's just, I was, I was meeting up with people. I was meeting up with our boss before the game and her family, so we had a couple drinks there.
Yeah, I was about to say, oh, so you had already had a couple
I had had a couple beers. I wanted to be social. I was in a suite last night with people and with important people. And if my wife were, if we were just sequestered in the corner with her filming me gorging on hot dogs and beer, probably not the greatest career move. Let me put it that way.
So all the listeners know that Sean just said he couldn't do it last night because he was with important people. But if you were sitting out with the masses, with all of our listeners or whatever, instead of in a suite, apparently they're not important enough for you.
I think they would digest the content of that better than maybe the folks last night would. Thank you for being such a good friend and co-host, Seth. I really appreciate
that. You know
what
I just discovered, though?
What's that?
I can't make a chicken sound. I was trying to make the chicken sound there, and I can't do it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still not that good at it.
That's all
right. That was a running gag on Arrested Development, the TV show.
Really?
The family would try to make... They would make fun of somebody for being a chicken, but none of them could actually. They'd make the dumbest, like, I think that's why I can't do it.
Like,
I was thinking of Arrested Development.
That's like
a
turkey on meth that you just did right there.
It was convulsed. Hilarious. No, and then they would make all these, like, erratic movements that weren't chicken-like.
Oh, man. Okay, we got to get to minicamp, because there were some really encouraging performances, and some of them were not just the usual names. These are names that are going to be really important to the Texans this coming season. We'll get to that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.